No veto override. The Honolulu City Council this week failed to get enough votes to override the mayor's veto of a proposal to delay the implementation of the mandatory sprinkler bill. HPR's Wayne Yoshioka joins us in the studio with more on this issue.
Good morning, Catherine. You know, Mayor Caldwell vetoed Bill 72, and that would have allowed high-rise condominiums without fire sprinkler systems an additional 2 years to complete a life system evaluation and retrofit. And, you know, it added 2 more years. And that override required 6 out of the 9 member votes. So it failed. But Honolulu Fire Department Chief Manuel Nevis testified that the Marco Polo condominium fire last year that killed 4 people, injured about a dozen others, and caused an estimated $100 million damage justifies the current timetable for mandatory fire sprinkler systems. So here's Fire Chief Nevis.
July 14, 2017, the day of the Marco Polo, was one of the worst days of my life. It's that day that I had to send 120 of my firefighters into that raging fire. We had 2 Maydays, and a Mayday is when a firefighter either lost or they think they're going to die. We were lucky we didn't have any injuries. But you know, sprinklers buy time, and what time buys is life. So please, I beg you, we'll override the veto.
And you know, Catherine, you covered that story. It ruined and destroyed about 200 other units. And what they're saying is a fire sprinkler system would just, you know, leave it to one unit. One unit would get destroyed. So the vote ended up with 5 members in favor of the override, and as we know, 1 vote short. So Council Member Ikaika Anderson was absent, but, you know, he would have sided with the mayor and voted against the override, and that would not have changed, really, the outcome. So Carol Fukunaga, who introduced Bill 72, maintains that seniors who live in high-rises 75 feet in height and built before 1975, when the mandatory fire sprinkler law went into effect, cannot afford the high cost of sprinkler retrofits. She estimated somewhere between $10,000 and, you know, $12,000 per unit. So the mayor and the fire chief maintain that the costs aren't that high. And again, here's Chief Nevis.
We have a building right now that's being retrofitted, and the cost came in at $8,000 per unit. And with the $2,000 homeowner's exemption credit, it comes down to $6,000 per unit. For $6,000 for each unit, they can do the entire lobby, the hallways, and the individual apartments.
So right now, with the veto override failing, condominium associations and unit owners have 3 years for a life system evaluation and 5 years to retrofit their buildings with fire sprinklers.
You know, I think it was today's paper, I read a letter to the editor from someone who was concerned about this mandatory law, and they said, oh, we have asbestos in our ceilings, so that would add another $10,000 or more to the cost of the $6,000. And they say it's a hardship.
It is a hardship because if you look at it, the buildings that were built before 1975 are 43 years and older, and they have other issues. They have to replace their water pipes. They have to do their, you know, sewage systems. And we're talking about a lot of assessments for these poor unit owners. And a fire sprinkler on top of that would add a lot of cost.
You live in a high-rise not too far from Marco Polo.
Not too far. It was built in 1977, so we have sprinkler systems. We have 12 sprinkler heads in our apartment, so, you know, it's not an issue with us. But you go right next door to the Alawai Towers, and they have to replace their water pipes, their sewer pipes, and to do a retrofit of their sprinkler systems would be a lot of money, too.
Now, I know I drive past the Marco Polo building every morning to come to work, and I always look up to see, you know, what work is going on in that building. But, you know, I was struck by Chief Nevis's interview that you had where he talked about it was the worst day of his life. He sent all his men in there, and we listened to those communication tapes, and it was really heartbreaking because those battalion chiefs were really worried for their men because for a while there, they didn't know where they were.
And, you know, Chief Nevis said that, you know, normally on a regular fire, they consume about 2 tanks of oxygen, and in this one, each one of them consumed about 8 tanks of oxygen. So it was a long-fought fire, 7 alarms, 120 firefighters. Amazing.
Right. And Marco Polo, we should say the residents did vote to install sprinklers. I don't know where they're at in that process, but I know many of those poor residents are displaced. Some have not gotten into their units mm-hmm. still as they make their way through this. And there's all the lawsuits that they have to contend with.
And all the owners have to contend with devaluation of their units. You know, the Marco Polo prices for units just really tanked after that fire on July 14th. And so you got to think about, okay, $6,000, even $12,000 to spend to retrofit your apartment, you know, that could be worth a lot more if you lose money on the valuation.
Right. I don't live in a high rise, but I know one of the fire chiefs told me, whenever you go on any building, you look to see where the fire exits are because your life could depend on that.
And really, no amount of money can justify a loss of life. Bottom line.
Yeah, it's a sad chapter in our history, but an important one. And we'll just see how this plays out in the weeks to come.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. That was HPR's political reporter, Wayne Yoshioka. To hear his full report, go to hawaiipublicradio.org.